This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on, or if you're watching this on YouTube. I am really enjoying doing this video podcasting, but at the same time, I also have to get ready now. So it's a challenge. Like, it is so hot right now, and I had to turn off my air conditioning because it makes too much noise, and the fan does as well. So let's get this done. I'm having such a great week. It has been a really good first week of the month for me. Things are looking up in all aspects of my life. And if you haven't heard the last few episodes, I told you guys I had a health scare and I had a mammogram, and they sent me for an ultrasound this past week. So Friday, I took the day off and I headed to my appointment. I was very anxious, but I was excited to find out. Like, I know it sounds weird being excited to go to the doctor, but it's just something that has been bothering me for so long. So I go to the ultrasound and I'm nervous, of course, and I get in the room and then they make you put on a gown, and it's just weird because, like, I've never had an ultrasound before. Like, I just kept looking around and all the stuff, and finally, like, the person who does the ultrasound, the tech, comes in and she's like, "Hey, I'm gonna do your ultrasound today." So she does it, and then she's like, "Point where the lump was." So I'm pointing, and then she's like taking the images, and she's like, "Was it right here? Because I kind of see something right here." And she starts measuring, and I'm like, "Shoot, like, they found something." And she's like, "It could be like a hair follicle that is clogged." But she can't diagnose me. The doctor has to diagnose me. So anyway, she's like, "Okay, I'm going to bring the doctor in. Like, just cover up, and the doctor's going to go over it with you." So, like, what felt like, it was probably like a minute, but it felt like 5 minutes. I was waiting. The doctor comes in and he's like, "Oh, what we see is that you probably had, damn, I should have wrote this down. I forgot. Sebaceous cyst. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I completely forgot what it's called. I'm pretty sure it's that, but tú sabes, amiga. Yeah, it is called a sebaceous cyst. Don't mind my phone going on the floor. It's just anytime I leave it, I could hear it on the podcast, and it's like, oh, I have to cut it off. Or a little vibration, but I put it on the floor because that's better. But it's a sebaceous cyst, so I guess a clogged hair follicle, I guess it's como sebum or something, I don't know. Anyways, it's non-cancerous, and that's all that matters, because I was freaking out, and it also validated my feelings of that I wasn't wrong, something was there. And he said it was the size of like a pencil point now, so it was very, very tiny, they could barely see it, but it was there. So I wasn't going crazy, there was something on my breast that wasn't supposed to be there. He did say that if it came back and or it starts bothering me, that they could surgically remove it. So I could finally breathe, and I walked out and I was just like, wow. Like, my gut was right. Something was wrong. So listen to your body. Listen to yourself. You're not going crazy. If something's up, something is up. Great. I'm so grateful that it's nothing. dangerous and it's just something that happens, and that I could put an end to this chapter because it was a rough one. And I didn't think that they were going to give me the news like there and then, but they did. And I was grateful because I didn't want to wait any longer. So he just said, oh, we'll see you when you're 40. So see you in like 6-7 years. I can't do the math right now. But it's a closure that I needed. And it was great. I spent the day like just going to do things that I want to do. I got coffee. I went thrifting. And on my way to thrifting, my car started acting up. So then I had to go to the mechanic. So that wasn't fun. But I don't know. My car was just having a moment. And everything's fine. But yeah, so that's the closure to that chapter. I'll get more into what I did Friday. But first, I wanted to talk about reaching 600,000 downloads. It's so crazy to me. Like, looking back, if you've been following me for a while and you followed me since like day one, shout out to my day ones. Shout out to all of you guys. But my day ones have been there when like I had no followers, no listeners, like, and I wouldn't say none because of like my family, my friends listen, and a couple new people that I've somehow found me on social media. They have been following me for a while, so it's about to be 2 years now. And a lot of people always ask me, like, how do I start a podcast? And I wish I had the time to like do a tutorial for you guys and like step by step of what I need to do, but I barely have enough time to do this podcast. I know one day that I will dedicate time to like teaching people how to start a podcast, because I get that question all the time. Like right now my DMs are flooded because a couple of my videos went viral and people want tips. And of course, like, I wanted tips when I started too, and it was very hard to find. It's difficult to find stuff like that. But I just want to thank you guys for continuing to support the podcast and for continuing to support my journey. Like, I really worked my way up. Like, every weekend I dedicate a few hours to this. It's not easy. Like, right now, I wish I could be at TJ Maxx shopping, but I'm here because I'm passionate about this. And I know that a lot of you guys look forward to my episodes. And a lot of people have asked me also, did you buy followers? Like, how did you get so many followers? How did you get so many listeners? And honestly, if you're listening to this and you're thinking of starting a podcast, or if you have a podcast yourself, I just want to say, like, be yourself. That's what I did. I was myself. I tried new things and I kept seeing what worked, and everything's just been like me following my gut, me following my heart, which whatever's heavy on my heart that week or whatever I'm going through, like just being authentically myself. The times that I put a lot of pressure on myself when I start comparing myself to others, like, wow, like, look, they have a cool studio, like, they have video podcasting. It took me a while to get here, but slowly but surely I'm getting here. I'm learning. It's a journey, and I am so proud of how far I've come and how many of you guys reach out to me, and it just means a lot. So one day I know I'll do like a video series of how to start a podcast or what exactly it entails. Thankfully, like, my background was that I've always been a techie girl, like, not super techie, but like, I know my way around teaching myself how to do stuff on the computer since I was little. I remember when my dad bought us our first computer, I screwed it up so many times because I was just testing stuff out, because that's just the type of kid I was. Like, I was always curious, and sometimes my curiosity like got me locked out of my computer and locked everybody out, and my dad would be pissed. But thankfully my brother was like super smart, and he is into computers. He's built computers, and I have a lot of cousins who know a lot about technology. My little sister, my brother, I go to them, and I'm grateful that I have that. I know a lot of people don't have that luxury, but I do, and that helped me a lot. But also YouTube, everything is on YouTube. Search different articles. Like, that's how I learned how to do stuff. Like, trust me, sometimes I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, when I started doing this whole video podcast, me sentía toda perdida, like, I felt lost. But slowly but surely, you'll learn it. It's not going to be perfect the first time. There's so many times that I've recorded and like something went wrong and like I almost wanted to cry. But my mom's like, no, échale ganas. And I'm like, yeah, I could do this. And it's not an easy journey, but it's definitely been worth it. And I didn't buy followers. I just kept putting out content and then kept seeing what worked, and it just grew from there. So I was myself, and I did any idea that came up in my head, I just like took advantage, put some content out there. TikTok helped me a lot. I think if it wasn't for TikTok, I wouldn't have as many listeners. Like, I'm so grateful for Reels and for TikTok, because Reels also is what's getting me a lot of new people. And sometimes it doesn't attract the best crowd because a lot of people have things to say. But I just want to say, like, you're going to find your people, and those people are going to stay loyal to you. And then you have, like, your family and friends who listen. And I don't know. I just want to say, like, everyone starts somewhere, and I started from nothing. I literally barely posted on Instagram around that time, like on my personal one. And then getting out of my comfort zone was the biggest challenge for me. But once I did that, and I keep doing that, slowly but surely, I'm getting more confident, like talking in front of the camera and creating more like funny content. This week, I got the news that I got accepted to the network by Dale Tu program for Latinx creators, and I am super excited. I honestly didn't think that I had a chance because I didn't have the amount of followers that were needed for the application, but I said, what the heck, I'm just gonna apply. So I applied, and it's super cool. It's a network for creators to connect, and I'm excited to see what kind of webinars they present to us, and just connecting with other people. So lately, my past has been haunting me, and I say this because some guys that I used to date, two of them, recently have been liking my videos on my podcast page, and I don't even know that they followed it, or if, I don't know, somehow my reels popped on their feed. Anyways, like, if you are one of those guys, please stop liking it. I'm just kidding. Keep on liking it. I love the engagement. But I'm like, are they trying to get my attention? Because that's what I would do if I wanted someone's attention, because, you know, that's how it works in social media. People go liking all your pictures and stuff like that for you to notice. Like, guys mostly, like, you know, when you add a new guy, he'll go liking all your selfies and stuff. But anyways, I just thought that was funny. And I keep my personal Instagram private for a reason, and I want some privacy because I put a lot out there. You guys are probably laughing, like, she wants some privacy, but yeah, it spills all the tea on the podcast. Anyways, that's just a little thing I want to share because of the rest of what I'm going to share. This Friday, I told you guys I went to the doctor, and then like later my car was acting up, took it to the mechanic, nothing was wrong. And then my mom was like, let's go get some food. So I'm like, yeah, dinner down. So we go get dinner, and on my way to dinner, my cousin texts me. And it's funny because I had thought of texting them to, like, hang out since I had the day off and I, like, relaxed and I wasn't, like, frustrated coming home from work or anything. And they text me, like, hey, you want to hang out? And I said, yeah, like, if you guys leave late, then yeah. And we usually go get dinner at the State in Rancho Cucamonga, but lately the food's been sucking. So my cousin was like, but we're going to Redlands. And I haven't been to Redlands in a while. I used to live there, and I used to really go to the State, like, very often. And they were like, it's because the food sucks in Rancho, so let's go see what if in Redlands is any better. And it wasn't. But anyways, we go. I drove to my cousin's house. I came home, got ready, drove to my cousin's house. And I knew that I wasn't going to have time to do my hair or anything. So I just, like, took a quick shower, did my makeup. And I'm like, let's head out. I want some dinner. And I, granted, I had already ate, but I wanted, like, a cocktail and to celebrate the fact that no more health scare. So I go to my cousin's house. We go pick up one of their friends. And it's just me and a bunch of dudes, okay? And I'm used to it because, like, I grew up with a bunch of guys in my family. There's, like, very few girls. So I'm used to hanging out with the boys. So Fridays are for the boys. So here I am, and I'm, like, thinking, like, I'm gonna look like a pimp. Like, I'm gonna look like a pimp because, I don't know, I just thought it was funny. So we go have dinner, and, like, I know all their friends because they always come around. So we're having dinner, and I'm just listening to what guys talk about. They talk about cars. They talk about random stuff and, like, just cracking up at the stuff that they, like, make fun of each other for. And I had my little cocktail. My food wasn't good, so, like, I was kind of disappointed. And then one of my cousin's friends, he's younger, so he really hasn't gone out, like, to the clubs or the bar clubs in downtown Redlands. And it's been years since I've gone, okay? Like, years. I ended up, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm down. You know, let's go. Let's go teach them what it's like to be young. All the old people are teaching him. So we go to a couple of the clubs and like we go to the first one and it sucks. It smells. And I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, Melina, eres una muchacha de 33 años. Like, ¿qué estás haciendo? And I'm like, you know what? Live it up a little. So we're there and right away we're like, let's get out of here. Like, we don't like it. We don't like the vibe. So we go to another one and it's okay. It's not that bad. We're just chilling. And at this point, I'm like, I'm probably going to have to drive everybody home because, you know, they start buying shots and I'm the responsible adult here. So I told my cousins, like, you guys have fun. Like, I am just going to chill. Like, oh, just get me some water. And, you know, I'm listening to music, people watching. And I'm like, I do not miss this. I do not miss being at the club. Like, it is not my scene anymore. And we're there. And my other cousin, like, they start, like, you know, the drinks start hitting and they're like, let's go somewhere else. So we go somewhere else, and this particular place, like, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's always stuffy and gross, but I'm like, fuck it. Like, and it's just not my scene anymore, so I just felt like we're like, ugh, whatever. Like, just make the best time out of it. You're already here. You can't leave them, so so I'm there, and then we're just, like, cracking jokes and stuff, and I'm standing there, and at some point, three of the guys, so I was with, it was me and four guys, right? Two of them are my cousins, two of them are their friends. So my cousins and one of their friends go to the restroom, and I'm just there with my other cousin's friend. And we're talking, and, like, I'm like, oh, my God, it's way past my bedtime. Like, I'm tired. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this guy, and I'm like, God, that guy looks familiar. And I was hoping that I wasn't going to run into anybody because I know a lot of people that, like, I went to high school or, like, people I dated, like, live in the area. And I didn't want to run into anybody. But, of course, like, anytime I go that way, like, I always run into somebody. Oh, and at the restaurant, too, I ran into some guy that I dated. He was, like, sitting, like, right behind my cousin. And I was just like, that guy looks familiar. I dated him in college and, like, he was trying to look, but he didn't say anything. And I'm going to say, hey, remember me? But at the club, I did see someone that looked familiar. And I was like, why does that guy look so familiar? But I'm like, I don't know. Every guy looks the same. And then I turn, like, and then I'm talking, blah, blah, blah. And then I, from the corner of my eye, I see my ex situationship. And if you haven't listened to the situation episode, go listen to it. I'll link it below. And he was there. And it was like, I haven't seen this guy in like a year and some months. And I was shocked. Like, my heart sank to my ass. I was so shocked. I was just like, no way. Like, there is no way. And what's funny is that my mom had asked me, hey, ¿qué le pasó a tu amigo que vivía acá? And I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened. And we just stopped talking. And I was just like, what? And, like, he tried to, like, say hi. And I was just like, right away, I was like, nope. So if you go listen to the episode, but a little background is I had this on and off situation for, like, since I was 16. So a lot of years. And, like, we recently had reconnected a couple years ago. And the last time that we hung out, I just didn't like something he said, and I was just like, I'm done. Like, we're never gonna be anything. Like, just walk away. So I blocked him, like, cold turkey, never talked to him, never explained why, just, like, blocked him, never talked to him again. And I never thought that I was gonna run into him again just because we live, like, far apart from each other. But I forget that he does frequent, like, going out in downtown Redlands. So I saw him and I was like, oh my God, like, I cannot believe this. So, like, I was so uncomfortable. And, like, to top it off, homeboy sat, like, right behind where I was standing. And, like, I could just feel his eyes staring at me. And I'm like, what do I do? Like, do we talk? Do we not? I go to the restroom and I'm in line in the restroom. You know, the girls' restroom is always, like, the freaking longest one. And I see him and he, like, hesitates. And I'm like, he wants to talk to me. Like, oh yeah, like, he wants to talk to me. But I don't know if I was ready. Like, I was just in shock because I was like, why is this happening to me? Like, my past has literally been haunting me. That's why I told you guys that I want to share that my past has been haunting me. And I'm like, when I had earlier when my cousin texted me, I kind of didn't want to go because I was like, oh, I have to get ready. And my mom's like, just go. And I was like, I should just clean my room. And she's like, are you serious right now? Like, go. So I'm like, this is why I went out, to run into this guy. And he tried to, like, when I was in the restroom, I think he was, like, thinking, like, oh, I should go talk to her. And como que se arrepintió. And anyways, I'm like, I am not moving from where I'm at because I was here before you. I didn't tell him that, but in my head, I was thinking, like, I am, like, if you're that uncomfortable, you're leaving. So, like, the whole time, and I told my cousins, like, oh, remember that guy, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah. I was like, he's right behind me. I was like, no fucking way. So, he's like, are you okay, though? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I just don't know how to feel. And finally, he, after probably a couple drinks, he comes up to me, and he wants to talk to me. And at this point, like, my cousin had gone to get me water. So, like, I was just like, you know what? Let's talk. You want to talk? Let's talk. I was like, what do you want to talk about? And he was just like, I just want to say, like, I don't want any bad blood between us. And I'm like, there isn't any. Like, I'm good. I'm Gucci. And he was just telling me, like, oh, like, I miss your friendship and this and that. And apparently he listens to podcasts. If you're listening to this podcast, what's up? So he was like, I'm so proud of your podcast. Like, I listen to it, believe it or not. And all this stuff. And, like, everything is just, like, my mind is just going 1,000 miles per hour because I'm like, this isn't happening to me right now. Like, why is this happening? Like, what do you want? And I was like, I kept telling him, what do you want out of this conversation? Like, nothing's going to change. Like, my mind is set. And he's like, oh, I, like, really miss our friendship. Like, we had such a good friendship. Like, I really care about you. Like, you're the most, I don't know, like, he just kept telling me all this stuff, like telling me about how funny I am and how he always had a good time with me and he's met so many other girls, but no one's like me. Like, no shit. I'm unique, bitch. No, I'm just kidding. But I was just like, yeah, I know that. And I was just like, but you hurt me. And actually, I was like, I don't blame you. I'm like, you showed me who you were since the beginning and you showed me that you never wanted anything serious with me. Pero yo estaba ferrada. Like, I had this little slight hope that something might work out. And you know that. We've had this conversation many times. And at some point, you just have to value yourself and walk away. And that's what I did. And, you know, like I truly, like, my heart broke a little because I was just like, wow, like, this is an old wound that I thought I was over. But it like, I don't know, me dolió poquito because I was just like, gosh, like, why? Like, why did it have to go this way? And, you know, like, it's hard for me to, like, I could be a hard ass all day, but, like, when I really cared about somebody at some point, like, this person was different from every other guy that I've dated because we had so much history. And it was a true friendship, so it was really shocking to be in that moment. Like, I just remember, like, everything happened so fast, and we're talking, and, like, the music's loud, and I'm, like, kind of, like, what do you want from this conversation? Like, I don't understand what you want, and, like, my hard ass, but at the same time, like, I'm, like, I remember, like, all the good times we had, and I was just, like, I felt like I needed that closure, because after it, I felt, like, a relief. Like, I was just, like, okay, well, he kind of apologized, you know? Like, he was, like, well, I'm sorry that I made you feel that way, and blah, 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 like, I care about you, I want your friendship, and I don't know if I ever want that friendship. Like, I honestly don't feel like me and him can be friends. Like, I'm still processing my feelings, but I was just like, what kind of night? I did not plan for this. I didn't even want to come out tonight, but my mom was like, just go out. My past has been haunting me, and I just feel like these people come in your life for a purpose. I was meant to be there that time. We were meant to talk at some point. I don't know what's gonna happen. I know that, like, we talked, and, like, it kind of didn't go anywhere. It kind of, like, okay, well, I don't want bad blood. Like, there's none. Whatever happened. It's in the past now. And it felt good to have some closure in the fact that, like, I know that I am a good woman, and, like, I know that I deserve happiness. And unfortunately, it didn't work out with us, but it will work out with somebody one day. And I just know that, like, I was right this whole time. Like, I am a good person, and I deserve happiness, and I don't deserve to be second choice, third choice, fourth choice. I deserve to be first choice. And when someone doesn't value you and see that, even though, like, they tell you, like, oh, you're amazing, you're the best girl that I ever met, like, you're the funniest, you're this, you're that, they're not, if they don't respect you enough to, like, you know, value your feelings, like, truly, like, I feel like you don't really care about me. Because if you cared about me, you wouldn't have led me on. And it is what it is now. Like, I don't hate the guy, but I was just like, wow, like, this just happened. And it definitely brought up a wound that I didn't know that was still there. So, like, I always say, like, healing is not a straight line. You're gonna go and you're fine from one situation, all of a sudden you're like, oof. And on my way home, I was just like, wow, like, this really happened. Like, I don't know how to feel. Like, where do we go from here? Like, did I need it just to talk to him, just to feel some closure? And it felt good. It felt good to voice, like, how I felt. It felt good to let him know, like, hey, like, you hurt me. And I never had the conversation with him because I didn't think it was worth, like, me, like, crying or me, like, telling him how I felt, because it didn't matter. Silence speaks louder than a word sometimes, and I think my silence was, like, enough. And then he was just like, why'd you block me on Instagram? And I'm like, you don't get to see what I do with my life. Like, if you really want to, like, go follow fucking Instagram on Unbreakable Latina if you really want to see a glimpse. And obviously he still listens to my podcast, so you're probably cringing listening to this right now.
But with Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
I don't know. I just felt like your past sometimes comes and, you know, like, at your, like, healing version, and just to see how you react. And so many feelings came up that I didn't know how to feel. And I'm still like trying to figure out how I feel. But I was just like, wow, like, I really needed to tell this guy, like, what he did. And, like, you know, it was validating to hear that he's like, yeah, like, I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. I should have whatever. And it just felt validating. Like, my feelings were validated at the fact that, you know, like, it's okay to walk away from something, even though it means a lot to you. Like, sometimes it's just better to, like, walk away, value yourself, and not care about other people's feelings. It sounds very selfish, but sometimes you have to be a little selfish. You have to establish those boundaries. And don't let those people, like, come in and out of your life just when they want to, because that's what I used to do. And where did that leave me? Just hurt at the end. Anyways, that's how my freaking weekend went. I got home at 3 a.m. The next day I was like, what the hell happened? Like, how am I getting home at 3 a.m? And I was so tired. So I spent all day cleaning yesterday, and I was supposed to hang out with Angela, but she got sick. So I have just been home and, like, taking care of stuff in my house. It feels so good to, like, have a clean space and just everything organized. Not that I was, like, dirty, but I hadn't, like, reorganized my drawers or, like, my closet in a long time. So now I feel like a new woman. And I saw some TikToks saying, like, I have the need to, like, clear my space. And that's how I felt. Like, I felt like I needed to clear my space and just have a fresh start for the month. And it feels really good. So I had to take a little break from recording because it was getting really hot in here. And I said, let me go get some ice cream. I'll let the camera, like, cool off, and then I'll transfer the video. Meanwhile, I eat my little ice cream. And I walk to my kitchen. I grab my ice cream and I sit down and I get my phone. And in my phone, I had just finished telling you guys about how my past has been haunting me. And sure enough, another ghost from my past, he texts me and he says, like, hey, it's blank, hope all is well, I got a new number. And then the following text said, or you hate me. Like, of course I hate you. I don't hate anybody. I don't have that much strength in my mind to hate someone. But, like, I was just like, really? Like, what is going on? Oh my gosh. The universe is really testing me. But it just makes me laugh how people have the audacity to come back into your life. And from now on, I think I'm going to get dating insurance. So anytime that someone breaks my heart or, like, does some sort of emotional damage, I'm just gonna be financially compensated because it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. So if you're listening to this and if you have hurt my feelings before and you're trying to come back into my life, the only way to unlock that is by bringing me a serenata. You know where I live. If you know where I live, it might have been serious. And also, you could deposit some money. I have Zelle. I have Venmo. And you can find me. I'm in your contacts. So financially compensate me for the emotional damage, okay? Thank you. Anyways, ironically, this podcast today, this episode is going to be on how to embrace your single life. And I have been single for 3 years. I have been dating like on and off, but I've been single like this last year. Like I've been single where, I've been on a couple of dates, but like no one made it past the first day because there wasn't a connection or whatever. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to embrace the single era. And it's hard when you've been in a relationship for a long time. Like, I know you guys are probably like, oh, you've been in a relationship like 3 years ago. Yeah. But I was in a long-term relationship where I didn't know who I was for a long time and I kind of lost my identity. And when you're in a relationship, you think of like all your plans revolve around this person or your family. And it's hard to make time for yourself sometimes because, you know, we all work and most of us work and have a full-time job and then we still have our responsibilities at home. So the window that we have to do stuff on our own is very, very small. But you have to really like make a priority, even when you're in a relationship. The reason that I want to do this episode is because on Friday night when I went out with the guys, we were talking about like breakups and being single and like embracing, like I was telling someone that's in their like early 20s, like, hey, embrace your single life, like live it up. This is the travel, do all the things that you want to do right now. Even though you're a lover boy, like just enjoy it and have fun, because if I could go back to my 20s, I would have been single longer. But it is what it is. I learned a lot of lessons along the way and I don't regret anything, but I do wish that I would have been single. And I now have really embraced the single life, because if you think about it, like if you're the type of person that wants to get married, wants to be in a committed relationship, one day you're no longer gonna get to just live your single life. Like one day you're gonna have to have like a partner, and not that it's bad, but you're not gonna be able to do the same thing. Like sometimes you get home and you don't want to cook and you don't cook because it's just you. One day if you want to have children, there's gonna be kids that are like, hey mom, I want to, or hey dad, I need some food. Like you have to do it. And sometimes now you're like, oh, I'm too lazy to cook, I'm just gonna go grab something. And ways to embrace your single era or being single is just date yourself. I know it probably gets repetitive of people telling you, like, date yourself. But you really, truly have to date yourself. Hang out with your friends. Build stronger relationships with your friends. Like, I honestly didn't have friends when I was in a relationship. Like, I did, but it was friends that we had, like, couple friends. So we shared the same friends and I barely had like any other friends outside of the relationship. So once I left that, I was like, oh shoot, like nothing con nadie. So it's important that you, you know, like make friends and go out of your way to spend time with them. Like now I plan with my friends to hang out. Like, hey, this day we're going to dinner. This day we're going to do this. And it's so much fun. It's important to date yourself. Like, do not wait for somebody to take you wherever you want to take. If you want to go to a new restaurant, if you want to go to the beach, like my favorite alone dates is going to the beach. I love going to the beach. And I remember this one day where I woke up early. I stayed at my sister's house and I was like, you know what? Instead of going home, I'm just going to drive to the beach. I grabbed some coffee, sat down, drank my coffee and just stared to the ocean. And it was the best date ever. I was like, wow, like life is not that bad. You know, life is not that bad. The ocean made me feel so much better. Pick up a hobby. For a long time, I didn't have hobbies. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was pretty, like, go to work, come home, and that's it. And, like, a hobby can be anything from, like, taking a dance class, going to the gym, taking a cooking class, taking some sort of class or an activity or a group you like. If you're into like anime, like join like a group where you meet up. If you're into breweries, join a brewery group. Like, just keep yourself busy and prioritize like what you want to do. Whenever you want to go eat something, go eat it. If you want to have a movie night and stay in, have that. Like, you could do anything right now. In your single era, you should be spontaneous. If someone says like, hey, are you down to go here? Go. If someone asks you to go to a wedding with them, like, just tell me what time. Like, the other day when I didn't want to go out, I was just like, come on, girl. Like, you're going to go home and go organize your closet. Like, really? Instead of going out and, like, you know, making memories and running into old ex flings. travel right now. You can travel by yourself. Imagine like later, if you get married, you're gonna have to wait for your significant other. Then if you have children, you're gonna have to haul all their stuff together. Like, traveling is already chaotic on its own. Like, me myself, I give props to all the parents or like couples that go and then they have like double the luggage and everything. Right now you could travel anywhere you want. Advice that I give everybody is that you have to learn to be by yourself, learn to date yourself, learn to be alone. And when you reach that level of comfort of just being alone and doing things by yourself, it's life-changing. Like, once you reach that point, you know you could do anything, and that you don't depend on anyone to have happiness, and that people that come into your life are just extra to your life because you already have a fulfilling life on your own. And whenever you meet that significant other that is going to add value to your life, it's going to be that much better. And don't ever lose your identity when you get into a relationship. Still do the things you want to do. I think that's so important. Like, whoever my future partner is, I hope they like to do other stuff and have hobbies. And I could do my like thrifting while they go golfing or something. Like, we don't have to do everything together. I do want a partner, but I don't want someone that's attached to my hip at all times. I like my own space. I like my own identity. And I think that's so important because a lot of people, once they get into a relationship, they, you know, they lose themselves. They don't go to the gym anymore. They don't do the things that they like to do. And everything revolves around that relationship. And I think that's what gets so scary when you break up with somebody or when someone breaks up with you, that you're going to be alone. And now your whole identity is like, who am I? So make sure you never lose who you are and embrace your single era, because you're never going to get these days back. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode like I enjoyed recording for you guys, and embrace that single era. And if you're in a relationship with someone that's not worth it, leave them. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, don't let situationships come back into your life because they smell that you are in your healing era, because that's what's happening to me. And I hope you have an amazing week. I still have sweatshirts and stickers, and I'm getting shirts made finally. I just have to pick like the shirt. The design's done and you guys are gonna love them. I am really excited about this one. I know that I been talking about these shirts for the longest, so you guys are probably like, finally. Have an amazing one. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on Instagram and TikTok, and Latina Podcast on Twitter. Twitter's weird now with the X. I don't like it, but I remember the little bird. I miss the little bird. What else was I going to say, guys? Don't forget to subscribe and please comment below. It means a lot to me. If you listen to me on Apple Podcasts, I would really appreciate you guys if you guys can go give me a review, and it means so much to me. Have an amazing week and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.